There's been a mad dash of Americans trying to get out of parts of Europe after President Trump announced travel restrictions to the United States from 26 European countries. And here in the U.S., American airline companies are now putting protocols in place for people who want to cancel existing flights overseas and within the country. We wanted to get some clarity on how to do that, and joining us now is Christopher Elliott. He's a consumer advocate, and he joins us now from Nice, France. Chris, welcome.
Hi.
So you're there for work. Tell us what you're seeing there. What's the level of concern about the coronavirus?
Well, France is preparing for a surge in coronavirus cases. The French president got on TV last night and said that the schools and universities were going to be closed starting on Monday. Here in Nice, people have greeted the news kind of with a very French collective shrug. People are still out enjoying the cafes and the restaurants, and they're out, sunbathing on the beaches and at the Mediterranean. So it's very much, I don't want to say business as usual, but it's not panic.
Yeah. And I know that you're there for work and you were planning to travel to Italy, but now Italy is a red zone, so you won't be doing that. I want to talk a little bit about the airlines and if it's even possible to get a refund for tickets right now.
Yeah, well, I should probably start by saying that the refund policies are changing by the minute. But generally, if your flight is canceled, you're going to get a full refund. If you want to cancel your ticket for a flight in March or April, most of the major airlines are waiving their change fee. So they usually charge a change fee, and now they've decided not to do that. But they're also offering refunds on a case-by-case basis. And this is interesting. If you can make a case that you either can't fly or you wouldn't be able to use a credit, I think the airlines are much more receptive now to that than they've ever been. So you can definitely try doing that. I also list all of the names and phone numbers and email addresses for the executives at the airlines on my consumer advocacy site. That's Elliott.org. And you can try reaching out to one of them. That's also been known to work.
I want to ask you about hotels. What kind of refunds are they offering?
A lot of hotels have refundable rates. And so chances are if you have a hotel reservation, it is refundable already. If you cancel within 24 to 48 hours. But hotels also have something called a prepaid rate, and that is non-refundable. And they've just recently, in the last 24 hours, started loosening their policies. Really good example of that is Hilton, which just this morning announced that for guests that do not have a refundable rate, so they have a non-cancelable rate, if they want to cancel their reservation scheduled for arrival before April 30th, they can do that at no charge. So that was kind of a new thing where the hotels are, I think, trying to be a little bit more consumer friendly.
So much to think about. Thank you so much for laying all of this out with us. That's Christopher Elliott, a consumer advocate joining us from Nice, France.
Thank you very much.